is in the name of the Lord. Upon us thy mercy, that thou being our ruler and guide, we may pass through things temporal, and that we finally lose nothing of the things eternal. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning's confessional meeting, the chief article of the faith is Article 23 of the marriage of the priests. It is also evident that in the ancient church, priests were married men. For Paul says that a bishop should be chosen who is the husband of one wife. And the German, 400 years ago, for the first time, the priests were violently compelled to lead a single life, who indeed offered such resistance that the Archbishop Manasi went about to publish the Pope's decree concerning this marriage, was almost killed in the tumult raised by the enraged priests. And so harsh was the deal in the matter that not only were the marriages forbidden for the future, but also existing marriages were torn asunder, contrary to all laws, divine and human, contrary to even the canons themselves, made not only by the popes, but by most celebrated synods. Moreover, many God-fearing and intelligent people in high stations of life are known frequently to have expressed misgiving that such enforced celibacy and depriving men of their marriage, which God himself has instituted and left free to men, has never produced anything good or any good results, but has brought on many great and evil vices and much inequity. So far, the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 58. Is not this the path that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, that they may break every yoke? Is it not the deal of thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out of thy house, when thou seest him naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Thou shalt call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and the speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall the light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like the watered garden, and like the spring of the water, whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old place, the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundation of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, and the restorer of paths to dwelling. So far the Old Testament. This morning's epistle, Romans chapter 8. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the Son of God. For if the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. So far the epistle lesson.
Being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made,
and people who do not know Christ as their Savior, they cannot have this hope, this joy. They miss the meaning of Christ's return. They miss his life, his death, and his resurrection. And that's why it's so important that people who do not have this eternal hope and joy see it through us. Perhaps the only voice of Jesus that they will ever hear will be through us. For it is through us through our confession of faith, sharing the gospel with them, that the Holy Spirit is given opportunity to be effective in their life. When they see us, will their hope be increased? Will faith be awakened or strengthened by the words that we speak? Will their view of us enable them to believe that there is indeed deliverance, eternal deliverance, through faith in Jesus Christ? Or will they sink into despair? May our gracious Lord make us the person to bring hope before death takes over and silences them. Yes, one day we will see everything in all of its fullness when Jesus Christ returns again in all of his glory. And as redeemed children of God, brothers and sisters in Christ, we are created to act now, here in this life. Not only are we stewards of all things created, but especially we are stewards of each other to bring hope, love, care, tender mercy as redeemed children who live by faith in Christ Jesus. He has appointed us to lead others to know the truth, to know the treasures of God's gift of eternal life through faith in life, death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. What will others see when they look at us? Well, may our faith give them hope. May God grant this gift and this blessing to each one of us here gathered in worship. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here and extend itself into the joy of eternal life heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
son. How's he doing, Dave?
Real well.
Good. Let's keep him in our prayers because he has quite a bit to undertake because of his illness. But that's all taken care of, right, Dave?
Right.
That infection? Very good. We thank and praise God for that. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you on behalf of Scott, who is one of your servants. We are so thankful that you allowed a recovery to take place with Scott, because things can go in many directions, but through it all, you commanded his health, and we pray that it continues and his strength gets stronger. He has a lot of decisions that have to be made, and we pray that you give him the guidance that is needed to make every decision with your help, of course. And on behalf of his wife, give her the courage that it's going to take, because this whole adventure is not going to be easy. But above everything else, strengthen their faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, giving them the assurance that they are children, that they have been redeemed by the blood of Christ on the cross of Calvary. So we turn Scott and his wife over to your care, Father. We know that they are in good hands because of their faith in Christ. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We continue with hymn 307, please be seated. Give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name evermore, praising thee and saying,
Yeah.
Keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.